the dark, I fed my dreams. Permaculture flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permaculture, B-I-O-V, I'm the king. Planting love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 457 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only PIMP class Pimpcast on this earth that talks about permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Well, 457, man, has it been so many. We'll be approaching 500 here before too long. This episode, as always, brought to you by the Sovereign Health Summit. That's going to be October 27th through the 31st, folks. Go out there, get your tickets right now. I'm telling you, you don't even have to be there in person. Yeah, don't have to be there in person, folks. You can even get your tickets and be there virtually. And the price will knock your socks off for 5 days. Barbara O'Neill talking twice, maybe three times a day, and a bunch of backup dancers that'll get it on. Folks, especially in these times, especially with a phone call I just had not 5 minutes ago, I just got off the phone call with a guy who is very much connected, a guy very much in the know. And yeah, we got him lined up for this podcast in the middle of next month. And he's going to talk about a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about on here forever and a day. Anyway, folks, look, you're probably seeing your health not getting any better, but that's exactly why we brought all these people into one spot so you can get yourself squared away. So go over to sovereignhealthsummit.com, get your tickets. TPC will get you 5% off.
Hey, okay, real quick, on that note, Dad, real quick, you said the backup dancers are going to be teaching as well. Keep in mind, every single one of those backup dancers could headline this show by themselves. Logan, for example, he could teach all 5 days without repeating himself. I mean, he would repeat himself if he needed him to, but I mean, every single one of these speakers could headline a show easily by themselves.
I'm glad you pointed that out, son, because we're bringing in people that kind of fill in parts of Barbara's message. I mean, Barbara has a wide net, but these guys are filling in all the other gaps that she's not going to talk about, things that maybe she may not even know about, things about circadian biology, which I think she knows a certain bit, or maybe quite a bit, but she doesn't talk a lot about it. People like Logan are going to fill that gap. People like Matt from Cultivate Elevate, he's going to be out there talking about things that are going to blow your flipping mind. And speaking of blowing your mind, William, you heard that podcast I did with Dr. Rick last night. What'd you think?
Y'all, if you haven't listened to the podcast Dad just did with Dr. Jane Ruby, it was yesterday. You got to check it out. That was the first thing I said to him whenever he showed up in the studio was, hey, that interview yesterday was fantastic. Y'all, she goes off, and you guys got to listen to it.
There is no way. William said, I'm glad you didn't put that on YouTube, because there is no way that thing would have ever flew. Folks, there's a lot of information dropped in there. And I started off kind of slow because I don't know Dr. Ruby. Once I'm aware of her work. And if I can, I'm going to try to twist her arm to come to the Sovereign Health Summit as well. She's got a massive fan base out there. And she's one of the few people out there that was speaking truth to power long before it became cool to do so. So, yeah, we'll see if we can't add her to the list as well. Micronic Silver, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Folks, there are certain days where we use that stuff. Not so much as of late, but, you know, some of that nose spray. If you find yourself going into town and you feel the sniffles coming on, my man T from he was just in here from Mountain Readiness. Yeah, there he is. You know, T has used it, and he said, man, you know, I've used everything out there, and he's kind of suspicious when some of these products make high claims. And he was like, dude, this thing knocked what I had out in no time flat. So Micronic Silver, 10% off with promo code PERMA. So son, we'll just jump right into it. I was asking your mom, I said, hey, you think we can take that Dr. Ruby interview and put it on YouTube? Oh. She says, I was like, you know, when you do an interview, I can be 5 minutes done with that interview and I won't even know what was actually said in it. That's the problem. But yeah, she said absolutely not. And I guess you're saying the same thing. So folks, if you want to see it, you got to listen to the audio format, or you got to check it out on Rumble. Near the end of it is where things get kind of pretty hot. So
from beginning to end, I mean, Dad, there isn't a single part of that you could clip and put on YouTube. Honestly, I mean, the only thing that you might be able to talk about on YouTube that you guys talked about was in reference to data centers, but literally everything else you guys talked about, you cannot put on YouTube and expect it to stay, or expect it. You can't put it on YouTube. They won't necessarily take it down immediately, but you will definitely be penalized for it.
Folks, this is a doctor that worked for the pharmaceutical industry for a long, long time. And she told everybody where the bodies were buried. All those plastic things that were winding up in people's veins. Who do you think broke that story? And she's breaking them daily. Go to her X account and you'll check her out. So folks, go check out Dr. Jane Ruby, and I guarantee she pulls no punches. You got a whole lot of people out there that we thought were good guys and gals, and they ain't. And she's calling them out. And so you want to go check her out. But anyway, I'll jump right into the farm news. Oh, man. Well, yeah, we're finally getting some blueberries here. In fact, some of the things I'm getting, other folks are going to say, well, man, we got those about a month or 2 months, 2 months ago. Well, folks, we live at about 3,000 feet. So, you know, we're going to have a different harvest season than from a lot of other people. But anyway, picking blueberries, I mean, I can pull all the beets up that I got out there. Why am I growing beets? Number one, you can eat the greens and you can eat the beets. And it's one of those things you can grow in a clandestine manner with a number of other things. So when I go harvest those beets out there, along with the carrots, you can hide them in among other things to disguise them from any, you know, from anybody that's thinking, oh, well, I'll just take what they got. Folks, if you do this right, they don't even know you got it there. And I'm going to show you here in a video that I'm going to make here before too long. In fact, the video that I'm going to do for my Sunday morning porch talk is going to be the correct use of the N-word. Yeah, I'm going to do that. You're going to see it come out, and I'm sick and tired of seeing all these knuckle-dragging idiots on these Carnival cruise lines fighting over who got the last crab legs. I'm sick of it. So I'm going to call out, I'm going to tell y'all the exact usage where anybody can use this word and who you can say it to and who it's in reference to. But anyway, we hold up for that on Monday.
That's an easy solve, though, Dad. That's an easy solution. Don't go to Carnival.
No. I mean, I don't know what discount tickets they must have to where these hood rats are lining up there beating each other before they even get on the ship. But anyway, I had enough of it, and I'm going to do a video. It's going to be cathartic, and I think you might like it. It might even go viral because it'll be incendiary. Maybe I'll just behave myself. Anyway, I got those beets coming up. I'm going to show you how you can hide them. Also got carrots. I'm going to show you how you can hide them too. Even though carrots, they look distinct, but if you can camouflage them in there with other things that actually benefit the carrots, you'd be shocked at how many are in there. So I let it go a little bit wild for the express purpose to show people how they can grow things in a clandestine fashion. And one of the other things we got going around here, I talked about it on my Patreon channel, where I drop a lot of videos over there that, you know, it's for the hardcore people that really want this information. And that's where I got a lot of this stuff. So I've talked about how I got the sheep eating up one of the beds where I had the sweet potatoes planted. The problem was I didn't put down enough of the cardboard to suppress the grass that was already in this store-bought nonsense that I bought. So anyway, they were getting choked out. And so I said, you know what? Forget it, man. I'll let the sheep go ahead and wipe it out. They did a masterful job. Ate it down to the ground, did all the work. So the only thing I got to do, and what I'm going to do, is basically cover it up with cardboard, do an instant garden like I talk about all the time over all of that. And I'll probably plant tomatoes or maybe some okra or some of the other stuff in there. Might not get a harvest out of it, but at least it'll occupy the space. So, I think I talked about that freezer that I had. Did I talk about that freezer that quit the bed on me?
Yeah, because I copied your method today. But go ahead. Okay,
good. Because here's what I want to point out, folks. When you wind up, first of all, I tried to go to town to go buy parts. Ain't happening. I even went up to Tennessee to try to get parts. Ain't nobody got parts on hand. You know why? Because the government comes down on them like Thor's hammer. When they keep this stuff in stock, they got to wind up paying taxes for it. So all they do is tell you, get it online. But when you get parts online for any replacement part, folks, you can get this part for $12 or you can spend $35 for it. Get the $35 part that's legit. Don't get these ones that are rebuilt, came from some crazy factory that is just kind of halfway putting it together. I'm pretty sure that's what was in there in the first place. So spend the money, get a quality part so you're not replacing the same part that needed to replace 3 years ago. So get a good, because the one I had on there, I paid a guy to come out here and do it. I think he charged me $100 to do it, and I was glad for it because I didn't have the time. Anyway, it was some local old boy that just pulled this piece out of nowhere, and it wasn't even really 100% compatible. But spend the money, get the good part. Now I got to work on troubleshooting the fridge-freezer combo that I got out there. Now that I got this part on the way, it's supposed to be here Saturday. I'll get that fixed on Sunday because I don't do a whole lot on Saturday. And, you know, tomorrow I'm hoping to be able to work on this fridge and get it troubleshooted and worked out as well. Folks, you're going to have to learn to be your own repairman because the people you may bring out, they may put shoddy parts in there. And honestly, just using this ChatGPT, you can troubleshoot this stuff pretty easy. I mean, I don't care who you are. Yeah, I got an electrical background, but you don't need one. You really don't need one at all to repair a lot of this stuff. Believe me, that's if you're looking for a good use for ChatGPT, that's one of them right there. So, son, the last thing I'll say before I pass this off to you, my man Raul used to be on the Firmer Metal podcast. Now he's doing a lot of really awesome spiritual stuff on YouTube. He sent me this link to the Norwegian soccer team. Do you know about these guys, son?
I mean, I've heard of them. I don't know any news about them.
Well, they're playing in the World Cup. And what just broke as national news is that they brought in all their own food from Scandinavia. And guess why? Because they know the food system is so out of whack, corrupt, and awful, and nutrient deficient here in the United States of Amnesia, that they decided to bring their own folks. That should be a wake-up call for all of us. I mean, they can't go, they're not going to go to Whole Foods. They're like, well, that's garbage too. They're not going to go to, you know, some organic section in the store. They know it's all awful. They, even in the article, they pointed out the things they brought. And it is nutrient-dense stuff from their own country that they know is legit. What does that tell you about where we are right now? Awful news. And then the last one, and I'm sure this only added insult to injury as the Norwegians saw this, is that the Supreme Court today just sided with Monsanto, saying that they don't see a link. I got to be careful how I say this on YouTube. They don't see a link between Roundup and the Big C. Can you believe that? Now, if you think, okay, we got three branches of government. Some would argue that we have a fourth, which is the media, the fourth estate. I got news for you. The fourth estate is for the state. You dig? They're not going to call this stuff out. But anyway, your Supreme Court, most of which I know Clarence Thomas definitely worked on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry before and the big ag. And I'm sure a number of them have gotten their palms greased to not let the writ of certiorari or writ of cert, I can't remember how they say it on the Supreme Court, they won't even hear the case. How awful and dreadful is that? So basically, Monsanto and all the other powers that shouldn't be running things out here, they're calling the shots. You and me ain't. So folks, you better prepare accordingly. And with that, son, let me kick it on over to you. What's going on in your world?
Well, I think you said it best right there. Preparing is, and this kind of gets into the interview you did yesterday with Dr. Dr. Judy. Is that
Dr. Jane Ruby.
Jane Ruby? That's it. I combined the two.
Same, you right, son?
Yeah, yeah. The with Dr. Jane Ruby was that there's no like stopping what's going to happen. The solution is preparing. And honestly, I think preparing communities is the best route to go because doing it by yourself is just impossible. I mean, people with everything in place as it is right now, people can't even grow 100% of their own food. It would be ridiculous to think that you can grow 100% of your own food in a crappy situation too. So yeah, prepare a community if at all possible, move if you need to, move out of the country if you see fit. I mean, yeah. Anyway, as far as what's going on here, a ton of tomatoes, a ton of peppers. We got a second onion harvest coming in here in a second. Got a bunch of cucumbers coming in as well. I got to train the sweet potatoes and my watermelons to the fence because right now they kind of grew with all this rain we got. They kind of exploded overnight. All of the vining plants that I have out there exploded overnight, and they're not growing where I want them to, which just means I got to train them. So the cucumbers, I got to train back up the trellis. The watermelons and the sweet potatoes, I got to train back up to the fence line because I planted them, some of them, along the chain link fence over on the south side of the backyard. And they're growing out into the side of the yard as opposed to up the fence. So I'm going to train them to get them up on the fence. Also, because there's just like dogs on the other side that are going to for sure eat all of the watermelons and stuff that, you know, because this is Texas and nobody fences in their animals around here. So they're just going to eat everything that's on that side of the fence. So, and also it occupies less like horizontal space, which is another design element you can implement in your own garden if you wanted to. And then it's also the edge effect. So it's going to naturally accumulate nutrients in that area and be more fertile than a big in the center of a big open field as well. But as far as the ChatGPT method that you talked about in the last episode, my truck didn't start this morning, and it wasn't any of the obvious stuff. It wasn't the battery, it wasn't the starter or anything like that. So I'm using ChatGPT. I had to stop because it's just been a busy day. I haven't finished the job yet, but I'm using ChatGPT to help me troubleshoot what's going on with the truck. Which, speaking of parts, you know how much a starter for a 2001 F-350 is right now? It is $350, which is... Which the last time, because I've had to replace the starter in that truck before, there's something electrical going on with the truck. I've had to swap out starters like two times now. But the first time I bought it, it was $180. I know because they have the account. But like we talked about it at O'Reilly whenever I looked at the prices, because I bought it from O'Reilly, has like a 5-year warranty or a 3-year warranty, something like that. And I was able to, thankfully, had the warranty because I was able to, use that to replace the starter instead of having to buy a brand new one, because he pulled up the prices and then I was like, wait, hold on, I think I bought mine last time from this, and then they pulled up my account and it was $180 the last time. Now it's $350, same exact starter, same brand. Wow. Not rebuilt or anything like that. So yeah, I'm using ChatGPT to help me troubleshoot what's going on with the truck, and it always acts up whenever we get like heavy rains. The only issues with the truck are all like electrical. It's just because Bear and his boys doing the disaster relief, they jerry-rigged some CB radios in that thing, and I don't know what they did. Nothing's labeled, nothing's tidy, nothing's zip-tied together. Everything's a rat's nest, but it's. I'm not complaining at all. It was a free truck from them, and I couldn't be happier about it. I spent probably more time today on this podcast prep than I have in almost any other podcast, because I wanted to pick conspiracies that were A, ones that I didn't think you were going to pick, but also B, ones that were kind of off the beaten path, and kind of there's an attempted narrative I'm going to try to paint with these conspiracies. So that was a lot of what I did today, and then also strangled some people at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, judging by that hat you're wearing, you definitely put some time in.
Yeah. Well, actually, this was Emily and the baby. They made the tinfoil hat for me. I needed a prop. Man.
Okay, I can dig it. I can dig it. Man, there was something I was going to say in response to what you said there, but you know, at the end of the day, man, folks, this planned obsolescence is real. Has anybody else now, tell me in the chat out here, anybody else in the chat, I want to know this. Have you ever, now, if you're a farmer, obviously you have buckets laying around. Has anybody else noticed that every bucket you buy from Lowe's starts chipping off about a month later?
Yep.
I mean, you think, folks, I got buckets from Lowe's maybe that was 5 years old. They're just fine today. I got some I bought, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, and they're all chipped up and the handles don't work anymore. You want to talk about planned obsolescence? I mean, this is the kind of junk that absolutely positively drives me crazy. My mom and dad had a fridge that probably lasted 30 years, probably still working. And, you know, you got a fridge that goes, you know, falls apart, freezer. Folks, this is all planned obsolescence. There's a really good video, if anybody wants to watch it. It's called Who Killed the Light Bulb? And it talks about that very thing, planned obsolescence, and why they did it. And, It just makes me sick. So they do it during, you know, with everything. Some, you want to read that?
Yeah, it says, this is from Goldmind. He said, no diss, but using AI ultimately supports the need for data centers. Shouldn't we boycott AI altogether? Now,
go ahead.
My response would be that these new data centers that they're building is not for the AI we're using right now. Proof is that we have functioning like AI things right now. Like we have ChatGPT, we have Claude, we have all these other options, and they're all functioning perfectly fine. I think these new data centers are for something completely and entirely immersive, similar to that one movie that came out a while ago with the virtual reality and stuff like that, and surveillance. So, oh, Ready Player One. I think it's something similar to like Ready Player One and mass surveillance, and who even knows what else they got planned.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think, I mean, T's right. As far as the planned obsolescence, yeah, cash for clunkers was the start of a phasing out of the old vehicles just to make you buy new ones with a kill switch. And or they make them in such a way to where you got to constantly. My dad used to drive this old Chevy Nova. My mom had this old, it was a 63 Ford Fairlane, I believe. Those things ran forever and a day and are probably still on the road right now. I mean, this was. But now they build these things to fall apart. It doesn't even matter what it is. But yeah, if you're buying things out there, folks were being screwed 30 ways to Sunday. That's why I don't even use Lowe's anymore. In fact, I probably ought to do a nasty video calling them out. Then I will say the buckets of Tractor Supply, no problem at all. And strangely enough, the ones those pickles come in, you can get them for real cheap over there at, what is it?
Firehouse.
Firehouse Subs. You can get those and they hold up just fine. And I'm like, okay, what is it Lowe's is doing where these things just fall apart in a month or two? And
or the icing buckets from like Ingles Bakery or Walmart right. Bakery. Those last a long time too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There's a whole lot of nastiness going on, folks, and we got to start standing up. All right. So EMP rocks 10% off with promo code PERMA. Use them things. I mean, they're surrounded. There you go. William's holding up one right now. You can put them in your pocket. They make a smaller one to put in your pocket. Or you can put them around. Like I put one on the Wi-Fi. I put one on anything that is running a motor in this house that's near us. I got a air cleanser, you know, and this thing works. And I put it near there because it has a fan inside. I put one, three of them on the bed. So anyway, EMF rocks. Believe me, those things work absolutely. 10% off with promo code PERMA. Bond Charge, if you want some of these ball and blue light blockers like William and I have on right now, Bond Charge, BONCHARGE. He's holding that one up right now. Yeah, 15% off with promo code PERMA. You got to protect your eyes. Y'all protect your dome, as my man Raul says. And then finally, anybody needing any soil savers, look in the link down below. If you can't make some of that ball and compost like me and William, watch what we've done on YouTube. We've shown you how to do this. And then to top it off, if you can't do it yourself, you don't have the time, look, check out Soil Savers. We got a link down below. All right. So some of the good news out here. All right. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these, y'all, because I know everybody wants us to get right into the conspiracies that turned out to be true. I just thought of something crazy. I was going to say, yeah, one of them. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. It just occurred to me. I was like, man, what about with that UFC fighter? Michelle Obama is a man. Okay. Maybe that's one of the ones I should have listed. Anyway, six drinks that may help lower your blood sugar naturally. Okay. So one of them is going to be tea, black and green varieties. Okay. That's another one. That's one. Kefir. Didn't know about that one. And I didn't know about milk. That's another one. Tomato juice. Had no idea that that would help. And then clearly, here's one of the last ones. Forgive me for saying it. Water. Yeah, preferably, if you can structure that water, there's a lot of videos out there on how to do that. I use a product called Aromina, even though we got a well here. It will basically, William, you saw what it did down in El Salvador with that bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
It'll leave a pile of sludge on the bottom of there. I need to probably get Dr. Pierre Corey on here. He makes that. That's one way to structure your water. I take that water after it's been distilled. I structure it, and then I put it through a structuring device. I probably need to do a video on that one of these days. But anyway, water, that's my go-to. And honestly, You know, I don't remember anybody ever needing electrolytes when I was a kid. We'd be out all day in summer, all day long, didn't drink hardly any water at all, and nobody ever had any dehydration issues. But now all of a sudden we do. You got to ask yourself, folks, what's happening in the environment that made that so? That's another, well, we kind of talked about some of it with Dr. Jane Ruby yesterday. And a lot of it's the devices that we have around us and the things that we can't necessarily escape. All right, hidden link. New study reveals how B12 and folate deficiencies may fuel chronic fatigue. Okay. This kind of ties on the last one, the last thing I said. A lot of these electronics around you, this is why I talk about EMP rocks. This is exactly why I talk about this stuff, because these necessary things that you need in your body, the B12 and the folate, are falling out because of those things. And I got to be careful about how I say it. And folate, I love how they used in this article folate instead of folic acid. Folate's what you need, not the other one. And Dr. Brian Artis and even Mike Adams have talked extensively about some of that. And then finally, asparagus emerges as a metabolic ally in any blood sugar management. You know, son, because of how I grew up, I had two, for folks that don't know, both of my parents were convicted felons, and we ate prison food the whole time growing up. And everything either came out of a box or a can. And one of those things that came out of the can that I hated more than anything were beets and asparagus. I wouldn't eat either one of them. Well, I would eat them because they made me eat it. And I thought I hated these things until I actually grew them and tasted them. I couldn't eat beets forever in a day. My mom would make these pickled eggs and beets, and it was awful, man. I hated those beets because they came out of a can. When you taste a real beet, you realize, okay, I've never tasted real food before. Same thing with asparagus. I will eat up asparagus like nothing you've ever seen before, and its health benefits are absolutely enormous, especially if you have blood sugar issues. So check that as well. All right, we don't have anything from Eric, but I will say, go ahead.
There's that, I guess that was a good news segment. Never mind. I was going to bring up the recent string of earthquakes.
Yeah, okay. Well, son, before you do that, let me just go ahead and say EMP Shield. Look, I've been a journeyman electrician for almost 30 years now, and I'm here to tell you I put in transient voltage surge suppressors all over this country. In every car plant, every tire factory, every factory pretty much that I've ever worked in, I've installed these things in a lot of different places. And I'm going to tell you, there is not even a close second to EMP Shield. Remember, folks, every advertiser on this show did not market anything to me. If they did, the answer I guarantee was no. I sought them out because it was a product that I knew that worked. In fact, it works so well that if anything gets Kentucky fried on your house, downstream of that device, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. There ain't another company out there even covering you at all. They're going to cover you for 25 G's. So can't beat it. EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. So, son, you wanted to say something before we get hot and heavy.
Yeah, I just want, if people were unaware, there were like three earthquakes that happened. Was it yesterday or the day before? What was it? There was one in California, which seemed to be, I don't think there were any like deaths or injuries from that one. There was a, and that was like a 5 or something like that, somewhere in the range of 5. And keep in mind, the earthquake scale is a logarithmic scale. So like 2 isn't one more point than 1. It's, was it 10 times stronger than 1? 3 is 100 times stronger than 1. 4 is 1,000 times stronger than 1. So keep that in mind. But there was a 5 point something in Northern California. There was a 6 point something in Japan. And then there was like a 7 point something, 2 of them in Venezuela recently. And it looks like Venezuela, the section that got hit, is in pretty bad shape right now. I think they're still calculating the death toll. So definitely keep those guys in your prayers for sure. Cause I mean, that earthquake is one of the few things you like natural disasters you can't do nothing about. You ain't running from it. You ain't, I mean, you can get up in the air if you could, I guess, but that's about it.
Yeah. But on also on those things as well. I mean, it was, there was a former, I want to say it was back in the early '90s. There was a Secretary of Defense. That's what they called it back then. That actually talked about the fact that we have earthquake weapons. So, and his name was William something. I can't think of it. Somebody help me out if you know, put it in the chat. But yeah, he was under Bill Clinton and yeah, openly stated right there. I want to say it was in Soldier and It was some military magazine. I can't recall the name of it. But yeah, just like Nancy says here, thank you, Nancy. Everybody hit that like button. Show these guys some love because they do everything they can to possibly suppress us. All right, y'all. So William came up with a show idea. I thought it would be fun, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we talk about this stuff in a more tangential kind of way, but we never really kind of get down to brass tacks. We might have to do a part two and part three on this one, son, because just off the top of my head, I could feel volumes just with the latest stuff that's come out. But yeah, you know, how many conspiracy theories turned out to be actually be true?
Well, so, this was actually harder than I anticipated, Dad, because a lot of this stuff I view as just true and not conspiracy theory. So I had to like go back and reanalyze. I'm like, wait, what do I believe that other people view as conspiracy theories? So that it was actually a little bit more difficult than I anticipated.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and kick this one off because this one hit near and dear to me. Right off the bat, y'all, I'm going to tell you why it's near and dear. MK Ultra. You know, for the longest time, you've heard, if you checked out any of the work of Dr. Jack Cruz, I can't remember which CIA director made him burn all the stuff. It may have been William Casey or one of the other Williams in there, but told him to burn all the records going to MK Ultra. And then lo and behold, we end up finding out years later that there was a bunch of files that didn't get deleted. Dr. Jack Cruz has talked about that at the bottom of Charity Hospital right there in New Orleans, before the flood happened down there, he came across maybe 20 boxes, I think, of stuff that was all labeled MK Ultra or MK Naomi or one of the sub projects that was going on right there in New Orleans. And it made him fill in a whole lot of gaps as to what's going on, whether it was the blue light and what that meant for everybody. There's an interview that he did on Danny Jones that everybody ought to check out. But anyway, in a nutshell, the CIA secretly conducted mind control experiments on unwitting subjects using things like LSD, hypnosis, rape. Yeah, they did all that stuff. And let me tell you why it's near and dear to my heart. I mentioned a little bit ago, if for anybody that's getting in right now, I was basically, me and my five brothers were raised by my grandmother while my mom and dad were incarcerated. Yeah, they decided to go ahead and take a bunch of kids on a bank robbing spree across the country for a year. They got thrown in the clink. And then we were being raised by my grandmother, who had recently been widowed for five years. Well, had recently been widowed, and we wound up with her for 5 or 6 years. So from the time I was five, or actually four, until the time I was nine, we were raised, all six of us, raised by, you know, a grandmother who did the best she could, and she was really something else. And she was in her 70s at that time, trying to raise six boys while mom and dad were off in the joint. Anyway, my mom, strangely enough, was incarcerated in West Virginia. And if you know anything about Dr. Jolly and West, yeah, that wicked SOB Dr. Jolly and West, who treated, by the way, he worked on Lee Harvey Oswald, he worked on Jack Ruby, he worked on Timothy McVeigh, and a number of all these high-profile people that were almost certainly part of that MKUltra program. I have a sneaking suspicion. In fact, I'm reasonably sure that he worked on my mom as well. Because as he was transferred over to Oklahoma from West Virginia, guess who came along with him? She was incarcerated in West Virginia and winding up in Oklahoma for no reason that anybody could ever explain, transferred her over there at the same time Dr. Jolly and West left West Virginia to Oklahoma. My mom, I'm going to try to be as charitable as I can manage. The shock waves that she created growing up as a kid in that house. Folks, we were the only kids I know of that hated the weekends. Hated them. And it wasn't until years later, she never told us, but I ended up finding out from a guy named Jan Irvin that she was almost certainly in those programs. And I could probably do a whole series of discussions on why that was. Anyway, it was a living hell growing up in that house. A living hell, folks. And I'm 100% convinced now, and I have been for some time when I found this information out, that she was almost one of the, because prison inmates were one of the people that they used. And what they did to her, there was other things my grandmother said that I found out years later that made me realize that she was absolutely positively a subject in MKUltra. Sorry to take so much time on that, son, But yeah, no, that's why I'm saying it's near and dear to my heart, because I'm not the only family. What she did to us boys was nothing short of, I'll put it this way, folks. When you're being told by somebody who almost seems to shapeshift, and it would only happen on the weekends. Weekdays were perfectly fine. It would only happen Saturday morning until Monday morning, time to go to school. You did not want to be in that house. It was a living hell for every last one of us. And I'm 100% convinced. And the shockwaves that that created in the lives of all of us, all of my brothers and me, it, to my knowledge, I'm the only one that is not still dealing with the shockwaves of having grown up in that environment. And it took a lot of work, and it still takes some work to a certain extent. So yeah, it took a whole lot for me to become the man I am now. So anyway, son, let me kick it over to you.
Yeah. And on that note, you're the only one that has recognized it as what it is and has attempted to heal from it too. My first one on a lighter note, Alex Jones was right. Atrazine's turned the freaking frogs gay. This wasn't actually, like, it just was worded in a weird way, but he was actually doggone right. In fact, the professor, he was at Berkeley, Dr. Tyrone Hayes was actually the one that discovered that very, very small amounts of atrazine, 2.5 parts per billion in the water, will turn male frogs into female frogs. Alex Jones found out about this. He did this study, I think it was like 2 or 3 years before Alex Jones actually ever said anything about it. But Alex Jones found out about it, put his Alex Jones spin on it, of turning the freaking frogs gay. And it wasn't 100% accurate. What's going on is that the 2.5 parts per billion of atrazine in the water is known to turn male frogs into female frogs. Keep in mind, this same stuff is in our water right now, which coincidentally enough, there was a massive boom in gender identity crises after a while of this atrazine being in our water. Alex Jones, he sounded crazy at first, ended up being absolutely right. Kind of. Frogs ain't gay. They're just turning into, they're hermaphroditic frogs is what Dr. Tyrone Hayes said they were.
Yeah, these frogs are like, hey, So, I mean, bro, at this point, at this point, man, it's so in your face. You can't even, I tried to put on Netflix the other day. I said, okay, we're going to veg out and watch something. It was a comedy. Man, they're throwing it in your face every single time you turn around. Dude, now it's going to be in cartoons. I guess they're going to do another Transformers movie, and the antagonist is going to be Megatron. Hey, Megatron. All right, my next one kind of ties into a couple of things. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Most people don't know about this. Hundreds of black dudes in the South, they deliberately gave them syphilis, or they knew they had it, and they left it untreated. This went on until 1972. If I want to say it started back in the 40s.
It was 50 years.
It went a long, long time. And by the way, folks, this is your government that did this. Your tax money paid for this. And guess what they found out during the Bill Clinton administration? They did the same exact thing down there in Guatemala with women. With women down in Guatemala. So all of these things, if you think that this all just went away. No, folks, all this did was go underground. That's all they've done with these things. And now they're openly doing, you know, versions of it now with the geoengineering that's happening that nobody can outside of this program seems to notice or see. It's all happening right now. They left this untreated, destroyed family after family. I thought, you know, I had it bad with a mom from MK Ultra. Imagine you got a dad that's losing his flipping mind and can't figure out why. They either shot them up with it or they knew they had it, left it untreated for years and years and years, and it was the VA doing it.
Well, on top of that, like, think of how many homes or families were broken up because, like, husband, how did you get syphilis? You've been running around on me and stuff like that. Like, how many homes were broken up or just destroyed and collapsed because of these experiments that were done on these people? The next one I have might be a little inflammatory. some of you guys are going to be like, yeah. And then some of you guys are going to completely lose. I'm going to lose all credibility with some of you guys. But what are you laughing about, Dad?
Oh, man. Andy had me cracking up. He says, what does a gay horse eat? Hey.
And then Dan Lowe music. Ribbit queen. Yes. Man, this hurts. I got to go strangle someone after this in jujitsu. Man, it hurts acting gay.
Yeah.
Next one I have is the Earth is not a globe. I'm not claiming what shape it is. I'm just saying what NASA, which funny enough, NASA translates to deceive in Hebrew. I'm just telling you that what NASA is telling us is false. So, and it can be really, it can really be, okay. So with my five senses, right, I can observe what seems to be a flat plane. The burden of proof is on NASA to prove that it is a globe model, because my five senses, what I can observe right now, everything is a flat plane minus like terrain features and stuff like that. So the burden of proof is on NASA, and all of the proof that they have provided has largely been, I mean, all the photos of Earth are CGI. They literally copy and paste. Whoever's doing the Photoshop was literally copy and paste the same cloud patterns over and over and over again. For so many reasons, like everything coming from NASA is false. Like the satellite theory for our internet and cell phone service and stuff like that. Then why do we have thousands of miles of cables running underneath the ocean to connect these continents and countries and things like that? But with one experiment, really disproves the status quo that we've been told, or the information that, or the lie we've been told about the globe. It's the Bedford Level experiment. If you go check out the Bedford Level experiment, and then check out the Bedford Level experiment, and then also check out the debunking of the Bedford Level experiment, and really you find more information in the debunking of the Bedford Level experiment than you do during the actual experiment, because you realize in the debunking part, they don't actually debunk anything. They use a lot of study up on logical fallacies and then watch it. And then you realize that they're using a lot of logical fallacies and they're not actually addressing what the experiment did or what the experiment is actually showing. So according to NASA, the curvature of the Earth should be 8 inches drop. There should be an 8-inch drop per mile, 8-inch squared per mile. So the first mile that you go away from wherever you're standing, you should have a 8-inch drop of Earth that you no longer see. Second mile should be 64 inches because it's 8 inches squared. So Bedford Level experiment, what it was this guy jumped on a canoe and then jumped on the canals, one of the longest, straightest canals in England. And he had a flag on the back of his little canoe. It could have been a different kind of boat, but it was a very basic boat. And he went 6 miles down the canal. And the camera, which was, I believe, 8 inches above the water, because water is always going to fly level. So this is where you have to do the experiments, is in water. And also the benefit of the canal is that there's very minor waves as compared to like an ocean. So nobody could chalk it up to like, oh, it's just the waves or whatever that may be. He went 6 miles down the canal, and not a single bit of that boat disappeared over the horizon, even though you shouldn't even know that there's a boat down there 6 miles away, given the 8-inch squared formula that, you know, NASA and all these scientists give us. Another one is from the military. So a rail gun that's like mounted to a ship can hit a target 100 plus miles away. That shouldn't be possible. That shouldn't be possible at all. That would be, I have the math right here. About at 100 plus miles, it should be about 6,000 feet, 6,000 foot drop around that curvature, around the horizon. So you shouldn't even know that there's a target 100 plus miles away. And the explanations that they give us is like atmospheric refraction and stuff like that. And it's like there should be distortion if there's that level of refraction going on, and we find out that there's not distortion. The only distortion that we see is heat raising up off the, like those heat waves that you see on a hot sunny day, and that's about it. And then if you want biblical references, Genesis 1 talks about firmament or a dome, Psalms 104:5, 1 Chronicles 16:30, 1 Samuel 2:8 references the earth as fixed and with immovable foundations. So if you believe in scripture and you believe every word of scripture, you got to take these into consideration.
Yeah, well put, son. That's the biggest thing. Everybody can say, well, what about this? What about that? The thing that I always constantly come back to is I can see entirely too far. It was like somebody, I would love to go out there to the Bonneville Salt Flats because they try to say it's, you know, the air's doing, go out there in the Bonneville Salt Flats and put a laser out there and put a reflector, you know, whatever distance away, miles away, and go out there and say, okay, game, set, match. I mean, other people have done similar experiments. The thing with the canoe, it's, you can even watch that video. I mean, there's a video on YouTube you can even watch of people having redone that experiment. I don't know what it is. I just know that everything they tell us, look at their logo, for crying out loud. They got a snake tongue sticking out of the NASA logo. What do you think that is? All right. So my next one here, this one, I'm going to describe what it was and tell me if it sounds familiar. Okay. It was called Operation Northwoods. Senior military officials during the Kennedy administration approached Kennedy with the notion of being able to, dig this, hijack a plane, and it was going to be remotely controlled into buildings, and they were going to claim that a bunch of renegade Cubans did it to justify an invasion of Cuba. They actually brought this before Kennedy. Kennedy shot it down because he knew that nearly everybody that was on the Joint Chief of Staffs were absolute psychopaths, Curtis LeMay being one of them, and probably the worst one. Anyway, Kennedy said, absolutely not. We are not going to do this kind of stuff. Are you people crazy? Okay, fast forward to 2001, September 11th to be exact, and we saw the same exact playbook happen that was described in Operation Northwoods. Folks, don't believe me. Go look it up for yourself. And we're wondering, and then I'm still arguing with boomers today, not all of them, but most of them, about whether or not 9/11 was an inside job. Folks, I mean, I'm not even so sure the actual planes even hit it, because if you look at the planes flying in there ain't no windows on them. Look at those planes flying in there. There are no windows, no markings, no anything. And it's flying faster than a plane is even capable of flying at that level. And you're going to tell me a bunch of banana-eating, bean-farting Muslims from a cave in the Middle East figured out how to do a trick that even Top Gun pilots couldn't do into the Pentagon? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I still have to argue with people today trying to tell me that it's exactly the way it went down. Anyway, that's my next one there, son.
Dad, what? You said banana eating, bean farting. What you call them?
I don't know, bro. I'm in the zone, son. Keep it rolling.
All right, my next one, and this explains the hat. So, mind control technology. Let's talk about this. There's an interview that you can hear. It's actually a speech, and it's hard to find information on this one. On this, Dr. Pierre Gilbert. I tried to find more information. He's an anthropologist, and I tried to find more information on this dude. And unless I Google translate everything from French, like I couldn't find any American sources talking about this particular dude. But he was giving a speech about I'm trying to word this in a way where I'm trying to think and make sure that I'm not going to cross any lines on as far as YouTube goes. But he was talking about liquid crystals that are within some of the jabs. Okay, there we go. And some of the jabs, the liquid crystals in some of these jabs, and how they can be used for mind control. And he gave a historical example of that exact same scenario actually happening. So how many people have heard of like the genocide in Rwanda? Hey, guess what? That was our fault too. Crimson Mist, Operation Crimson Mist. So what happened was the Hutus... And this is, I'm going to give you the timeline, not necessarily the history. Just keep in mind the Hutus and the Tutsis and the Twa, I don't know how to pronounce that one. It's like there's a vowel at the end. Twa tribes, all these tribes have lived next to each other hundreds of years, no major issues, until the Hutus accepted these vaccine or these jabs from the United States. And then a little bit later, all of a sudden, there's the assassination of the president. The Hutus, or it's a complete hijacking of the Hegelian dialectic. It's a complete hijacking of every single step. So usually in the Hegelian dialectic, they create the problem, they allow us to react, and then they provide the solution. In this version, they created the problem, they controlled the reaction, and they controlled the solution all in the same go. They hijacked it and turned it into zombies. But Pierre Gilbert is talking about the this. Let me just explain what happened. So the Hutus accepted these vaccinations from the or the jabs from the United States, right? The president gets assassinated, and then the whoever probably through some three-letter agency started telling these Hutus that hey, it was actually the what was the other the Tutus and the Twas that were responsible for this assassination, the plane crashing and stuff. But they and the Hutus were the only ones that received this jab. And they got them fired up a little bit, like within reason. I think they threw a couple of rocks. According to Dr. Pierre Gilbert, at that point, they had only thrown like a few rocks, really no harm done at all. Nobody was even really injured. They were just mad at another group. Until these C-130s start flying overhead, the operatives on the ground pointed the Hutus at the direction of the Tutus and the Twas, gave them weapons, and then these C-130s started flying over the top, making continuous passes over and over again using extremely, in the words of Dr. Pierre Gilbert, very, very low frequencies and completely controlled these people. And the to hear people tell it that were there, these people were full-blown zombies. They immediately started getting into cannibalism. The reports of this was that there were literal body parts flying everywhere. That they just completely lost their mind. If anybody's seen that movie Kingsman, it's kind of on the nose exactly what happened. But Hutus got the jabs, liquid crystals that were hosted in the brain. That's according to Dr. Pierre Gilbert. The crystals were used as micro receivers for very, very low frequencies. People are then like unable to think. They viewed them as like zombies and they were able to control the emotions. And Dr. Pierre Gilbert, and it was an old interview that he did, so it was kind of grainy and some of the documents that were brought up on the screen were hazy. But there was this one doctor, it was like Susanna something. And she was saying that they had gotten to the point where it's basically like with this new understanding of getting the receiver into the brain and then using the frequencies, she basically told the people in charge, like, tell me what emotion you want and I can do it. And like almost laughing about it as well via email. Full control and hijacking of the Hegelian dialectic. So they created the problem. President was assassinated. They blamed it on the Tutsus. The reaction was seemed somewhat normal at first, just like simple rock throwing. Nobody even got hurt. And then they hijacked their brain, turned them into zombies. And then the reaction was this mass genocide just to see if this was even effective. Almost a million, some the conservative estimate is like 500,000 to a million people were massacred in that month. Was a 100-day event. So
yeah, folks. I mean,
which explains the tinfoil hat.
Yeah, which also goes right back to a lot of what Dr. Cruz was talking about. Now they can use, believe it or not, there's a reason why I wear these glasses, y'all. They're doing through the mob figured out. Check this out. Meyer Lansky figured out, one of the big mobsters back in the day, that they no longer had to beat people over the head and steal their money. They could get it from casinos if they did a couple of things. Number one, close off all the outside light. Go to any casino, that's exactly what you're going to see. Put in blue lighting in there, give them drinks, scantily clad women, and you can rob every dime out of these people, man or woman, it didn't matter. If you just provided a blue light option without all the rest of the spectrum in there, and they can make you highly suggestible. Now, overlaying what William was talking about, they can do it with these subsonic tones. They can do it with so many other things. I had Dr. Laura Sanger on here talking about a lot of this stuff. So, yes, it's legit. Now, my next one is actually, I'm going to go off script a little bit here. Juby Joe in the chat put, let's see here. I'm going to put it on the screen. 1967, The Who, I Can See for Miles. Great point. I'm glad you pointed that out, but I'm bringing this up. I'm going to change what I had on my list for a number of reasons. There's a guy, he's no longer with us, died mysterious of a turbo cancer years ago. His name was Dave McGowan. Now, folks, I'm coming up with a lot of this stuff off the top of my head, so give me a little bit of grace here if I don't have it perfectly right. But he wrote several books, actually, where he proved that not only The Who, but every single band of that era had parents that were all in the intelligence agencies. And yes, the Who was one of them. The Who, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, you name it. Everybody that was in that movement at the time. Oh, lest I forget, probably the most famous one that everybody knows about, Jim Morrison of the Doors. Every single one of those people. What are the odds? I remember a statistician talked about, what are the odds that every single counterculture band of the 60s all had parents that were linked up with the intelligence agencies? What were the odds? The mamas and the papas, it didn't matter. All of them. Dave McGowan dropped that like an anvil on everybody's head. And then wasn't long afterwards, he winds up dead from a fast-acting cancer. Even though he had no lifestyle that would lend itself to such, he actually lived a pretty healthy life. But his book was called Stories Beyond the Canyon or something like that. Dave McGowan. Just look it up and you'll find some incredible stuff out there. But yeah, I know you were bringing that up in terms of what William was talking about. I can see for miles. Yes, and they would use a lot of these groups to kind of drop a little bit of truth out there, not go so far. Even the Beatles, Tavistock. Tavistock was behind the Beatles. Y'all don't know that? I could even go into the conspiracy theory about Paul McCartney. That one I don't know so much, but I did kind of look into it a little bit. Very interesting. I'll have to back it up a little bit more. But thank you, Juby Joe, because I'm going off script a little bit and talking about that every single body that thinks that this counterculture that happened during Vietnam, folks, I got news for you. That was all controlled by people that were working completely for the CIA. And in fact, one of the biggest perpetrators out there, doggone it, I can't think of his name right now, but he wrote the book. Doggone it, it's going to escape me right now. He was one of those English Fabian socialists that was working in the United States of Amnesia at the time, working for the CIA under MKUltra. Anyway, all these bands, even something as wholesome as the Beach Boys, they even had it. They were even linked up with Charles Manson, another MKUltra guy. Anyway, thank you, Juby Joe, for making me talk about that. It wasn't on the list, but when you said that, I was thinking of all the counterculture is absolutely positively not what you thought it was. What's it say here? Check out Sam's Tripoli Tinfoil Hat podcast. It's great. Yeah. I got Sam Tripoli actually in my phone. I'm actually supposed to be on his show. I need to work it out with him. We keep missing each other, but I'm going to have him on here, which is going to get plum wild. And I'm supposed to be on there with him at some point in time. So look for that. Maybe I can get William on there with me. Anyway, go ahead, son.
My next one, and this one is kind of one that we already know, but maybe not to the extent, right? So Columbus obviously did not discover America. Also, you can't discover something that, like, oh, I just discovered this dude's car. Like, somebody already had it. There are already people here, so you can't discover something that people are already aware of. But for a couple of different reasons, I'm not entirely sure why that narrative was, like, pushed. I don't fully understand it, because there's so much blatant evidence to show that he didn't discover it. First of all, he was chilling out in the, like, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Jamaica, that type of area. But also, he had a Moorish navigator, which a lot of people aren't aware of, is that he had a Moorish navigator, because the Moors already knew how to get here. They already been here multiple times. The Malis had been here. The West Africans had been here multiple times. And then there's also this one dude, I'm not sure what to think of him, that Hotep Jesus guy. Some of his stuff is blatantly, like, you know, sketchy, but he did make one good point that I remember. And he was saying, like, what kind of sense does it make? And the travel logs and the shipping logs and stuff like that kind of back it up. What kind of sense does it make to bring slaves from the other side of the ocean to this new country to be slaves in this new country? Instead, it makes much more sense. And historically, this is what's almost always been done, is enslave the native population. Which would argue that, like, oh, okay, there's a difference between African people, like, you know, black people from Africa and black people from North America. The Moors knew how to get here. Archaeological evidence of the Moors. Interesting thing. They had the same spear shape, which doesn't seem, you know, how many different shapes of spears can you create? But what's interesting is that they had the same name for spear between the Mali and some of the tribes here in in the Americas. What else do I have? The Viking settlements and rune carvings. In fact, there's one up there in Oklahoma. Some people say it's fake. Some people say it's real. Either way, even like UNESCO, there's a UNESCO World Heritage site of the Viking settlement over in Newfoundland. And then there's Polynesians to South America. There's genetic evidence of that. Chinese in 1421, they talked about coming over to America. St. Brendan, who was an Irish priest, I think, there's a popular tale of him coming to the United States or to the Americas. Welsh Prince Mador came. The Phoenicians, Romans, and Carthaginians. They've left artifacts behind. And then let's not forget the Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon. And all I'm trying to point out with this is that they're literally lying to us about everything. Even when it doesn't like gain them anything, they're lying to us about everything. So that's what I got on that.
Good stuff there. Not Central Washington. Yeah, thanks for the super chat. Awesome, dudes. Thanks for your military service. Thank you. And then, Linda, let me go ahead and address
you. I got to clear that up, Dad. I was not in the military. Dad was.
Oh, okay.
And Mom.
Yeah, Linda Smith. She says, I would disagree on Jimmy. He was in my hometown. Yeah, check this out. Jimmy served in the 101st Airborne. He came up missing for a while in service. Now, I'm glad you pointed that out because there are examples where it, like Charles Manson was another one of these people. Sirhan was another one where they have missing time that they can't account for. And Jimmy, if I understand it, he ended up getting kicked out or he left on weird terms when he left out of the 101st. But that's part of what they would do in MK Ultra. So if it wasn't the parents, it was the person themselves that were linked up to them. I mean, Timothy Leary, all of them, Gloria Steinem, everything that happened during that time, folks, I'm telling you, there were puppeteers on every single bit of it. And in the case of Jimi Hendrix, he may have been unwitting in so many different ways, but boy, was he talented. He may have been an unwitting. There are some of these people that were on board and didn't know it. In fact, right before John Lennon got killed, you know, by another MK Ultra plant that was waiting outside that hotel, Yoko Ono mysteriously had to go back inside and get something. And lo and behold, John Lennon gets smoked out there on the sidewalk. And John Lennon was coming out of the programming from Tavistock, and he was starting to speak out a little bit too much. Same thing with Frank Zappa. Guess who his dad was? All of these people. And then Frank Zappa was calling Truth to Power near the end. And, you know, he dies of, cancer. So there was a whole gang of them. I mean, almost all of them to a person. You pick a counterculture band, and I guarantee you there is a path back to the intelligence. And the mathematician said this is nearly impossible. And then go ahead.
On that note, it had to have been some mind control, something going on, because other than Jimi Hendrix, all the bands you listed suck. The Beatles suck. There was one video that I recently saw where I guess Chuck Berry is playing some song with the Beatles and then Yoko Ono starts doing her weird yelling off to the side and he's like glancing over like, y'all hearing this? And they ended up turning her mic off.
Yeah, it was complete garbage. Yeah, I remember seeing that video a while back. Yeah. But there's a lot of them that were in it not witting. I mean, they were used as plants. Manson was sitting here linking up with the Beach Boys, you know, trying to give them songs in the whole nine yards. All of these people have missing time that they can't account for. So just consider that as well. And then finally, on your point where you were talking about I'd heard that theory posited before regarding, you know, like you said, take the Romans, for example. Every conquest they did, what did they do? You conquer Gaul and you bring back French or, you know, what's modern France now. You brought back slaves. Everything they conquered, whether it was Germania or Germany, what do? They brought back slaves. Or if they left them, they didn't leave them there. They would bring slaves from another place that didn't know how to regroup. So you would take slaves from another place and put them there. That always made sense to me. And, you know, there were other guys like Gangsta Pete from way back. And I remember him talking about, now there are some of these things that are a little bit sideways. For example, he was talking about the origins of things like Black Friday. And I remember being on the job site when he talked about this. And he said, and I was, of course, laughing my butt off when he said it. He said, you know where Black Friday came from? I said, I don't know, Pete. Go ahead and tell me. He says, I'll tell you what. He said, what happened was they always had slave auctions on Thursday. And they gave a discount, and his words exactly, folks, don't get mad at me. This is exactly what he said. He said, all them niggas they couldn't sell on Thursday, they were half price on Friday. That's exactly how he told it to me. And so take it up with Pete. I fell apart. It was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life because he was deadly serious about it. Now, there's some of these conspiracy theories that, you know, I'm like, Pete, you know, the logical question was, hold on, man. Why wouldn't you just wait and go on Friday? Why would anybody buy anything on Thursday? And of course, he was just kind of dumb stuff there. All right, my last one is going to be Operation Mockingbird, because I'm so critical. There's a reason why I call them the prostitute media, okay? So this came out in so many different ways. Folks, I'm telling y'all, I mean, I can go from the top of my head. I want to say 1951, Allen Dulles was still the leader of the CIA. One of the first things he did right there was get the media on board. In fact, in the church committee hearings, if you go back and look at it, it was coming out right there that the CIA had so many journalists, people that were highly respected, people like Walter Cronkite, people like Dan Rather, you know, the same Dan Rather that told everybody in the world, he was a beat reporter for CBS right there in Dallas when the Kennedy assassination happened. He told everybody when he saw the Abraham Zapruder tape that didn't come out until years later when Geraldo Rivera came out with it, he told everybody that, you know, his head flew violently forward. And then when we see the Zapruder tape, it was the exact opposite. It was back and to the left. We come to find out years later, people like Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, and every big media person at that time, from that time until now, Sean Hannity doesn't even hide it, y'all. He has a CIA lapel pin he used to wear all the time. Every single person you see on media right now, 100% of them, 100% of them is in the employ in some way or another. And it started back in 1951, admitted in the church committee hearings in the 70s. And still to this day, people are still watching Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all these others, thinking you're being told by things from known paid liars. That's exactly what they are. And I still got to argue with people over the garbage that they tell them, mostly the boomers that are still watching this garbage, or the lunatics on the left still watching MSNBC thinking you're getting told the truth. No, they're all liars. And a lot of them, here's what you don't know. A lot of these people that are, and I talked to Jane Ruby about this yesterday off camera, about how many people that are in the so-called alternative media that are also bought and paid for. Whole lot of them out there, y'all. So that was my last one, son. Go ahead and take us out.
My next one is Gaddafi was not killed to protect the citizens. And we can thank Hillary Clinton's emails for this one, because we found out a lot of information from her emails. So what it really was that one thing that he wanted to do, first of all, I'm not saying that he was a great man. I mean, anybody in leadership, I'm sure they've done some pretty evil things. Just keep that in mind whenever I'm saying this. I'm not advocating for his, like he's saying he was a good leader or anything like that. But there were a couple of things that he did do very well. For example, every citizen could go to college wherever they wanted to and around the world as long as they served 2 years in their own country after graduating. Another thing was that they had an unlimited food bank. Anybody, if you're a citizen, anybody who needed food at any point for any period of time was able to go and get the food from the food bank. Number three was that he was trying to, this is the biggest mistake, trying to start his own bank in Africa backed by gold. And that can't happen. For so many reasons, that can't happen. Look at the countries that aren't part of the central banking system, and we all view them as like very, very crazy, or they're enemies, or they have evil militant dictator leaders, or whatever they may be. And that's every single country that's not in the central banking system. But he had, so in this email from in 2011, Sidney Blumenthal sent an email to Hillary Clinton, letting her know that, hey, this dude has got 140 tons of gold and silver. He's trying to start his own bank in Libya, not just for Libya, but for the surrounding countries as well. And on top of that, he had proof and was going to expose that Sarkozy, the ex-French prime minister, had illegal campaign funding, some of it being from Libya. And then it was all he wrote. I mean, they didn't just kill this dude. They abused him. And they tried to come back after the fact and say, oh, no, he actually died from a gunshot wound. No, he didn't. He died in probably one of the worst ways any person can die. They did like who was that Turkish, Vladimir something with the using, Vlad how the do Impaler. I describe
it? What was Vlad that? The Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. They use Vlad the Impaler techniques, which is a pole that's, you know, shoved in the bottom end till it comes out the top end. And that's how they killed this dude. And Hillary Clinton was celebrating that they killed. What is he? We came, we saw, we conquered. Murdered.
He died. What was it?
Yeah.
We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah. They flat out murdered this people, set these people back and disrupted once again, Africa ever being its own. And then another thing with the Libya is that once they set up this bank, there were a lot of countries in Africa that were no longer going to be under the thumb of France. So yeah, I guess the narrative that I'm trying to paint with these conspiracies that I picked is that from every direction, they're lying to you. They're lying to you about the chemicals that we interact with out of no choice of our own. That's just put into our face with the atrazine and others, like you had mentioned. They lie to us about like where we even are and what kind of plane we occupy. They lie to us about having sovereignty over our own thoughts. They lie to us about history, and they lie to us about current events and use these, just flat out lies to go and murder other people. So
yeah, regarding that whole Gaddafi thing, I'm glad you brought that up because I was doing radio in Kansas City on KMBZ at the time, and they did not want me talking about that. There was some real sleazy stuff that went on back there. But one of the things I brought up, somebody else brought in the chat, forgive me if I can't pronounce your name, but this is exactly what I was thinking of when William was talking, is one of the big things also is that he was hitting primary. There was an ocean of water underneath all of North Africa. And some of these things were exploited years and years ago. He was intending to green sub-Saharan Africa with the water that he knew and that they were drilling for down below there. I mean, they painted Gaddafi as a real awful dude, but I'll tell you what, life as a Libyan, these are not people that were being subjected to torture or anything else. I mean, Gaddafi himself lived in a flipping tent. They have slave markets right now after what we did to North Africa. It is absolutely awful. Yeah, he was going to bring up that primary water and green all of Africa, sub-Saharan Africa as well. And everybody knew it. Under Obama, what did they do? They took him out. And like William said, he died in the most horrific way. And honestly, if you have to live under a socialist construct, I can't think of a better one. I can't think of a better one. There was not a person that was wanting for anything in Libya. It was the jewel of North Africa. And look at what they did to it. Look at what it is today. For crying out loud, Trump just put a doggone so-called terrorist in charge of all of Syria. You know, I mean, this is crazy, folks. But look, I mean, if you like this kind of program, William came up with this and I thought, you know what? I think that's a pretty good idea. But folks, I haven't even touched. Just off the top of my head alone, we could probably go 5 hours without me looking at a single note regarding a lot of these other things that are out there because they are deep. And we're not doing this to brag, folks. I think the primary focus of doing this is telling you that nearly everybody in the position of leadership right now is a skunk. Every last one of them. I don't care about your political persuasions, Trump, Obama, Biden, it doesn't matter. They're all working for the same puppets. In fact, they are the puppets. They're nothing more than a lapel pin on the people that are really calling the power, all the shots. And that's exactly what they do. I want to thank everybody for those super chats. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Like I said, reach out, Billy@permapastorsfarm.com, if you feel like you want to see more of this stuff, because like I said, we're only touching the tip of the iceberg. So anyway, y'all, it's a crazy world right now. It's going to get crazier. Till next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
Nature, the knowledge rings. With roots that run deep. Wisdom from soil. Permaculture dreams. Let the ideas unfold. I'm moving with the truth. harmony begins in the cycle of life. For the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat. Feel the fire and thrive.
Cultivate, do, do, do.